good morning.
Yeah, wind. The wind should blow like the hurricane, you know. I'm freezing my butt off here. I should have worn a wind chill. I didn't realize quite how windy it was out here. The temperature is not bad. It's a nice 40. The sun is warm. It is 11:23 a.m. Speaking of morning, good morning. 40 degrees here on a blue sky morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And yeah, as I was saying, I'm freezing my butt off. Not quite, but I'm only wearing 4 shirts instead of 3 shirts and a parka. This is probably what I need. Or 4 shirts and a wind chill. Because the wind is cutting. Oh my god. Should be better. I was out on West 20th and getting my clock cleaned. I'm down in the neighborhood now. I've got a little bit of wind funneling up the street at my back. I should be around the corner and protected for a quarter mile or so. I can warm up a little bit. Nothing particularly on my mind today. Spent a little time playing with my factory, running railroad tracks. We're laying the rail bed for railroad tracks to come. It's with the judicious use of blueprints, it's not terrible. It's still, I unloaded everything in my inventory and filled up on concrete so that I can slap down 100 concrete at a whack and keep on going. Winding my way through the bluffs. I have no idea what I'm going to do in terms of stations yet, but if I have a rail line, I can worry about stations. Once I know the trains will run, which it probably seems a little bit like cart before horse, but I've reached the aluminum stage, so bauxite processing, which is notoriously aggravating. However, I do have at least one of the two alternate recipes I need for making aluminum ingots. And I've got about 10 or 11 hard drives that I can scan and a few that I can rescan if needed. I got the blender. I have to look. I'm looking for diluted fuel. Or even better, turbo blend. We'll see how it goes out. I don't know. I do need some way to make the space station parts in bulk. I have learned through my previous playthroughs that trying to serve them by hand is kind of pointless. My next key factory needs to be the radio control units. Everything, well, not everything. It seems like everything going forward needs some radio control units. It's not true, but it feels it. There's Xfinity running through the neighborhood. I got a text message earlier that they've got a problem and we should expect internet outages, which they assure us will be done by noon, which means perhaps by midnight. I don't have a lot of faith in their estimates. That truck is just going deeper into the neighborhood. I wonder what he's looking for. I finished Old Man's Blossom and finally realized that I missed the first book of the series. The series is wonderful. I just enjoyed the hell out of it. Old Man's Patch is the first book. And I haven't read it. I'm debating on whether or not I want to go back and read it because it sets the scene for book two. Book two stood alone fine. I didn't realize it was a book one. I didn't realize it was book two. Wasn't paying any attention whatsoever. So there's that. I don't know what I'm going to read next. I finished Old Man's Bloom, and then I have... What do I have? I opened something. I don't remember what. So I won't... Oh, I know what it was. Doc Coleman's Cali... Cali Connection, Cali Companion. He let me know it was available the other day. I grabbed a sample. And I grabbed the copy. I grabbed the book. It was steampunk. Very steampunk. Interesting. It's so far been pretty much fun. So I'm looking forward to getting back into that. What else? I wrote yesterday. Don't get too excited. It was only a few paragraphs and only served to reinforce for me that I may not be ready to write this thing yet. Sort of a lot of flailing and authorial throat clearing. Trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And the problem, I realized this morning, the problem is that I have violated one of my first precepts. One of my first, my very first rules. Techniques, whatever you want to call them. My primary efforts is always to write what's happening next. And I'm bogged down writing what's happening now, and that's a problem. Because I don't have a clear idea of what just happened that causes this thing that's going on to result. And so as a result, I'm having dry mouth. As a result, I don't feel like this flow. I don't feel like the story is going. I don't feel like anything happening. I don't feel like this just ain't right. It's what it feels like, because it ain't right. So yeah, be that as it may, we'll perhaps run a little more rail bed this afternoon after I get some lunch. Well, perhaps work on trying to figure out what happened, what just happened, so that I can write what happens next. It's not like there wasn't a lot of stuff that just happened. I just wasn't thinking about it when I started writing this morning, and it was like, or yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was, coming up on to get ready. Say it with me, monk post. So we'll see how it goes. I'm really unhappy with my satisfactory factories. There, I've learned a lot about layout and segmenting and all the rest, and I've learned enough to know that I'm not doing it right. I did make a manufacturing blueprint. A manufacturer is one of the machines. It's one of the more complex ones. It's probably not the most complex, but it takes up to 4 inputs for 1 output. They operate very slowly. So the idea is to have several of them. But even one of them working very slowly over time is sufficient, particularly on a server where I log off at night. And when I come back in the morning, all the storage is full. So, you know, it only does 1 a minute, but I left it alone for 9 hours. Okay, so it's not full, it's only... ...60 a minute times 9 hours. Morning. Guy on his bicycle, I gave him a sidewalk. He rolled down into the street. Oh, yeah, out of the wind. It's plenty warm. I don't know if the wind has gone down or if it's just I'm being protected by all the fences and houses and stuff. I did see some buds on this tree. This lilac has got a few buds on it. This rose doesn't look like it's doing anything yet. La-di-da. once the tree is all butted up. All of these along this line, they're the ones on the north side of the street, so they get the most sun. Can't tell if the one's on the other side. What this is telling me is that I really need to get out the saw and cut out that tree. Yeah. Anyway. On long jet heading west. Oh, east. West 20th was really noisy. It was nice and quiet down here. I don't know if it's a function of time or just the fact that West 20th is an arterial that takes people from one end of town to the other relatively quickly. It's not as fast as 3-4 bypass, but it's useful. Oh yeah, there's the wind. Hello. let me zip this back up real quick. Try to keep some of the heat in. No, there's water in the gully. There's water in the ditch. I don't know what happened. It's my rain spouts were dripping this morning. Some sort of precipitation event last night. You'd never know it looking at the sky this morning, I'll tell you. Here comes a guy all bundled up in his parka and wool hat and gloves. That's what I should be wearing, probably. Morning. Yeah, I definitely should have worn my sunglasses. Oh. Lots of kids at the park. I wonder what that's all about. Recess for homeschool or something. Bicycles, helmets, kids, parents, caregivers of various flavors. Oh, this crab apple has put out fresh leaves. Just little broken open buds with just the tips of green leaves sticking out. The big ones here. No, the big ones haven't. At least these two haven't. Must be spring.
Must be spring.
I should double check my rye, see how it's coming along. There's a lot of tufts of grass, and it all looks like ryegrass. There's some that doesn't have old grass stems sticking up through, which I'm hoping are the result of the last year's growth seeding in, or at least picking up what I put down last fall. We shall see. We shall see. Oh, look, I'm still running. Good. Because I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's another day. It's a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.